It's 6:45. I'm Anthony Morneau. A new report sheds light on flaws in the U.S. asylum system, a system that has thousands of people waiting years before anyone hears their case. Elizabeth Trovon with Houston Public Media has more.
Houston has a backlog of nearly 30,000 asylum cases, around 4% of all cases nationwide. Wait times can range widely from a month to 4 years. One factor that affects wait times is when someone applied for asylum. A new last-in, first-out policy prioritizes the most recent asylum seekers. Though the policy helps speed things up, the report by the Migration Policy Institute says there needs to be a way to prioritize high-risk cases.
We have clients whose cases have been stuck waiting in the backlogs, even though their spouses and children are still stranded abroad.
Eleanor Acer says she agrees with the report. She runs the refugee program with Human Rights First, which has offices in Houston.
For example, in Syria, where they're in danger of persecution by the Assad regime, or in Nigeria, facing dangers from the Boko Haram.
She says it's critical to streamline how these high-risk cases are handled. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Trovall.
Most think a good workout can help you blow off steam, but researchers have found strenuous exercise while angry can raise the risk of a heart attack for some people. KURA's Sam Baker talked with cardiologist Dr. Anand Rohatki about the study of more than 12,000 heart attacks over 52 countries.
They asked him two questions. They said, in the hour prior to your heart attack, did you engage in heavy exertion? And at the same time, but 24 hours prior to your heart attack, did you engage in heavy exertion and were you angry or emotionally upset? Yes or no? So they asked both questions, recalling people who have already had a heart attack in the hour prior to your heart attack, and then backing up 24 hours prior, did you have these? And then they tried to link up whether there was a trigger, a relationship between the 1 hour prior to, and they found a twofold increased risk of the people who answered, yes, I was angry or upset 1 hour prior, or if I engage in heavy exertion 1 hour prior.
And the essential takeaway from that is what?
Well, the essential takeaway is, yes, indeed, emotional upset and heavy exertion both increase the risk of a heart attack, a trigger. But if you have both, if you were angry and were engaging in heavy exercise, there was a threefold risk. So I think it's a message of caution that we don't want to do things erratically or in extremes. Do we want to be both from a mood standpoint and a exercise standpoint, stable and consistent.
So what are you saying then? If you are angry and you attempt exercise that is more strenuous than you normally would be used to, this could pose a problem, possibly a heart attack.
Yeah, I think whenever you stress the heart, you can have a problem. If you have underlying disease, if you have plaques in your arteries, and many of us don't know that, but we do as adults. So if you overstress the system, then yes, a plaque can rupture and cause a heart attack. So independent of the anger part, if you do more than what you're used to and you're really stressing yourself, there is a small but a real risk. If you add to that something else, fuel to the fire, like anger, some acute episode, then yes, that can be a problem. When people have looked at post-earthquakes or stressful sporting events or other activities, forgetting about the exercise, that stress can precipitate heart plaque ruptures and heart attacks.
Well, in this case, then, what specifically is it that anger does that poses a problem?
You know, I don't think anyone has really nailed it down, but what people believe is happening is that these plaques that are growing, they have a coating on them, a cap or a cover, and something can happen in the body. Maybe it's too much adrenaline, some signals of just too much activity that can stress the system, and the coating can rupture. It can thin, maybe it's already becoming thin and it's vulnerable, and some type of stress like anger or increased blood pressure or increased heart rate, something in the mind or the body puts a stress and that coating can rupture. If we knew exactly what, then boy, we'd be in a better place.
It's depicted in movies and television almost to the point of cliche, but when somebody gets real angry and the next thing you know, they're clutching their chest and having a heart attack, but it sounds like you're suggesting there may may be in some cases some truth to this?
I think there is. I mean, I think it's probably a small proportion. And that's what this study showed, that, you know, probably over 90% of heart attacks are really attributable to the things we know: high cholesterol, high sugar, high blood pressure, your age, what we call traditional risk factors. But about 7 or 8% of what they found of heart attacks is actually due to some trigger, some external trigger, like a bout of exercise, strenuous exercise, or some anger, or perhaps even both. So it is real, but I think it's a small proportion of what's leading to heart disease in those people.
What's the best way to guard against this?
What you probably don't want to do is do some heavy exertion or something you're not used to at that moment, because now you're putting two things that are new for you: this anger episode that you're having, plus activity that you may not be used to, and that might just be too much for your system. Again, many people will be fine, but to be prudent, a brisk walk, deep breathing, and some relaxing music, that would go a long way to probably making you feel better.
Dr. Rohatky, thank you for being with me.
All right, thank you.